Begin the current daf Masechet Pesachim daf Kuf Aleph. We begin on the bottom of Kuf and Beis, three lines off in the bottom of the Amud. The Gemara continues the discussion in the previous daf, speaking about the halachas of making kiddush on Friday night. So that the Gemara says that Oisim b'nei Adam shekiddush b'beis haKnesses. Those individuals that they make kiddush in shul, and that is in the shul the shliach tzibur, the one who is leading the tefillah, he gets up and he makes kiddush there on Friday nights, Leil Shabbos, and the nights of Yom Tov in the shul. On that, Amar Rav, so Rav says, there's a machlokes regarding this. Yideyayin lo yatz. So Rav says that you will not fulfill your obligation of the bracha on the wine. And that is if, let's say, these individuals, everyone in shul, they hear the kiddush being made in shul by the shleich tzibur. If they have wine in their home to drink, they would have to go ahead and make a new bracha of bar priya gofen when they go home. And that's because they do not absolve themselves from the bracha of bar priya gofen that they made in shul to have to fulfill the bracha that they need to make on the wine in their home. And the reason is because once they left the shul and they went to their home, that's what's called hesach hadas. That's a removal of das, of the thought that was made on the thing that they were drinking, which is what the bracha is chalan. And now when they go home, they have to make a new bracha. However, as the Rashbam says, if someone makes kiddush in his home on his table on Friday night for kiddush, he would not have to make a bracha on the wine that comes in the middle of the meal. And that's because the wine that comes in the beginning exempts the wine that comes after the meal, as the Mishnah says, in Ketz Mavarcha, Mesechtes Brachas, Naf Membeis, Derv Berech Alayayin Shalif Ne'amaz, and if they make a bracha on the wine before the meal, then that's Patra Asayayin Shalachamaz, and that exempts the wine that comes after the meal. And there the Gemara says that's in reference to Shabbos and Yom Tov, where since a person is establishing his meal and he's having a full shud with wine, it's considered that his das is throughout the meal. However, here it's different, that the kiddush that's made in one place in the shul, that will not go ahead and fulfill the chiyuv of the bracha of bar priya gofen that he has to have on the rest of the meal, because it's in a different location. However, Rav does tell us, yidei kiddush yatsu. However, they have fulfilled their chiyuv of the obligation of making kiddush. And that is even if they didn't drink it, as the Rashbam says, which although the halacha is that the one that makes kiddush, he has to taste it. If no one else tasted it, still they will fulfill their chiyuv, as the Gemara says in Masechtas Eivrim Daf Mem Amud Beis. However, he does say that l'ketchila, initially everyone should taste from the wine. However, the halach is that now that once they heard kiddush and shul, they do not have to go ahead and make kiddush in their home anymore. And the reason is because Rav, who argues on what Shmuel is going to say, that the Gemara is going to quote, that he holds that you don't have to have kiddush b'makom suda, although their suda is home, and the kiddush they're hearing in shul. And therefore, although they didn't eat in the shul, they fulfill their chiv that they heard the kiddush, the sanctification of the day. There's two brachas, what we make in what we call quote kiddush, is the bracha b'ri priya gofen. And then there's also the other part of it, which is mekadesh haShabbos, or being mekadesh the Yom Tov. On that is what we say, that they fulfill their chiv of kiddush already, but the chiv of b'ri priya gofen, that is considered a hesach hadas, and you're going to have to make a new b'ri priya gofen when they come home. However, Shmuel Amr, the Gemara brings that Shmuel argues, and we continue at the top of Kaf Aleph Med Aleph, that Afidei Kiddush Layatsu. Now, even the Kiddush, they did not fulfill, and that is as the Gemara will quote, because of the halacha that Kiddush only works, but Makam Suda, and that is the Rashbam brings two interpretations, either because there's a pasuk in Yeshaya, Perek Nun Ches, that says, V'kuras L'Shabbos Einik. You should call out to Shabbos that is a delight, which means to say that in the place where you call out to Shabbos, which means the calling out of Kiddush is when we sanctify Shabbos, that's where Einik should be, that's where the delight, the meal should be. So Kiddush has to be, the Kriya has to be B'mokam Einik, and where the meal is. Or he says it's a Svara. It makes sense, it's logical to say that from the fact that we're establishing the Kiddush on the wine, as the Gemara will later on say on Daf Kuf Vav Amud Aleph, it's a Chreo L'Yayin. That's the source of knowing where you have to make kiddush on the wine. It would make sense, it should be on the wine that comes during the meal, which is a more chashuv, it's an established drinking of wine, which is in correlation with the rest of the meal. That's how we know that the kiddush has to be b'makam suda. And therefore, you didn't even feel not only that the bracha b'ri priya gofen you're going to have to make over, but even kiddush you're going to have to make over, because that will not fulfill the one that's made in shul. So then the Gemara asks, both according to Rav and according to Shmuel, El Rav, Loma Leilik Dusha Bebeise, why do people make Kiddush at home if everyone hears in Shul that the Shliach Tzibur makes the Kiddush, so what do you have to make when you go home? And the Gemara answers, Kedei Lohetzi Bonav Bnei Beise, that's to fulfill that his children at home and the rest of his family, whoever wasn't in Shul, that's why he makes Kiddush at home, but for himself, he fulfilled already in Shul. And then the Gemara asks, the Shmuel, Lama Leilik Dusha Bebei Kenishta. According to Shmuel, why do they make Kiddush in Shul? If anyways, everyone has to make Kiddush when they come home because they didn't fulfill it because it wasn't B'makam Suda. So why do we make Kiddush in Shul? And that the Gemara says, Lafuki Archim Dei Chavasan. That is to be able to fulfill the Chayiv, the obligation of the guests, that the Achlu B'Shasu V'Gonu Bebei Kenishta, that they eat and they drink and they sleep in the Shul. So therefore, for them, we have to make Kiddush in the Shul, because that's exactly where their Suda is going to be. And then the Gemara says, V'az the Shmuel Tamei, Shmuel that says that they won't be fulfilling even those who live at home, even the Chiyuv of Kiddush, it goes according to an opinion that he says, the Amar Shmuel that Shmuel says, Ein Kiddush Ela B'makom Suda. Kiddush, the sanctification that's made over a cup of wine when we make the bracha Mekadosh HaShabbos, could only be in the place where the meal is going to be. And therefore, if you made Kiddush and you didn't eat in that place, you did not fulfill your Chiyuv of Kiddush. So that the Gemara says, Savamina, so they thought to say, based on this halacha of Shmuel, that Hanamili, when did he say that Kiddush is only in the makim, in the place of where the meal is going to be? That's only Mibayis Labayis. They thought it meant different houses, like you made in Shul, so then now you go home, that would not be a continuation of your meal from that Kiddush, it would be an interruption, it wouldn't be Makim Suda, so then you would have to make a new Kiddush. But they had entertained to say that if it would be from a place to place, but in the same house, for example, if let's say he went from the first floor to the second floor to the top of the building, then he would not say that you would have to go ahead and make over Kiddush again if it's going to be in a different place, the meal of where the Kiddush was made. That's what they had thought. However, there were many times that was in front of Shmuel. He went down from the upper story to the ground. And he went and he made Kiddush again. That is to say that the Kiddush that was in one place did not work for the Kiddush in the other place if you're not making it. And therefore you see that even is not enough. It would still be considered not b'makim suda, and therefore you would have to make Kiddush. So the Gemara says, "V'af Rav Huna sover in Kiddush al b'makom suda." Rav Huna also holds like Shmuel, not like Rav, that Kiddush can only be made in the place where the meal is. Rav Huna Kaddish, because there was this incident that illustrates that he holds like this. Because one time Rav Huna made Kiddush, this akrele shraga, and then the candle fell down and it was extinguished before he was able to eat. The Eilei money, he took all his utensils, lebe genoni deraba brei, to the chuppah house of where his son was, that is the place where they were having Sheva Brachas, to have a shraga where there was many lights lit because of the great simcha that was there. The Kaddish v'tamidi, and then he made Kiddush again, and he tasted something. So you see, al maksav in Kiddush el b'makom suda. You see that he holds that the Kiddush that he made at home didn't work because it wasn't b'makom suda, there was no meal that he ate with it. And therefore, when they went to eat by his son's chuppah, where they had for the Sheva Brachas, that obviously, and he made Kiddush again, must be because you have to have Kiddush b'makom suda. Then the Gemara says, "V'af Rabba Sava in Kiddush al b'makom suda." A third opinion also agrees that it has to be only b'makom suda. And how so? Because the Amar Abaye, because Abaye said, "Kavina b'mar," when I was in the household of Rabba, so Kiav Mekadish, when he would make Kiddush, and we wanted to leave already, we wanted to go to where we were staying. Amalan, he told us, "Ti'imu midi," first taste something. Dilma adaz lisu li'ishbiza, maybe because by the time you come to the place where you're staying, Misakra l'chushraga, maybe the candle will already have been extinguished. Well, the Mekadosh l'chubaveis achili, you're not going to be making Kiddush in the place where you stayed to eat, and therefore you're not going to eat because it's dark. And therefore he says then that even if you're going to think so, you're going to go to sleep without eating, but ubikidusha d'hacha loy nafkisu, that means you did not have, you didn't do the chiv of zechrei aliyin, of making Kiddush on Friday night, the in Kiddush el b'makom suda, because although you heard Kiddush over here, if you're not going to taste something, you did not have Kiddush then b'makom suda. You heard Kiddush by the, in Shul Yid, there was a Kiddush, but the problem was you didn't taste something, so therefore you didn't have Kiddush b'makom suda, and therefore when you're going to go home, then and you're not going to make the meal, and you can say, okay, I heard Kiddush already, it's not true, because it wasn't b'makom suda, and therefore we see that Rabba also agrees that you have to have, like Shmuel, Kiddush b'makom suda. And that the Gemara asks, Ini, is it really true that Rabba holds a Shmuel in this halacha, that Kiddush has to be Malkum Suda, and that's why he told him to taste the food and not like Rav? But Vamar Abaye, Abaye said, Kol Mili Demar, all the halachas, all the psakim of Rabba, have Avid Karav, he always followed Rav, Labar Mahani Tlast Avid Kishmuel, except for these three exceptions that he paskin like Shmuel, which they are, Matirin Mibega Lebega, that you could untie from one garment to another, which is a reference to the halacha that you can take off the tzitzis from one talis and put onto another talis. Umadlikim miner lener, and you could light the ner Chanukah to another ner Chanukah, and that you don't have to light the candles of the Chanukah ners from a different Chanukah ners. You could even light from the other ner Chanukah, and it's not a concern that it's some type of a bizui or that you're weakening the mitzvah candles. And third of all, the halacha kripshim begreira, the third halacha that he said like Shmuel, as an exception to where he usually passes like Rav, is that to follow like the opinion of Reb Shimon, not like Reb Yehuda, regarding dragging, which is the time like we learned in the Braisa. Shimon Omer, Shimon says, Geir Adam, a person could drag, mita, a bed, kisei, a chair, besavsel, a bench, b'Shabbos on Shabbos. Ubavad, shalo yiskav, and las eschoretz, as long as your intention is not, you're not intending to make a furrow, which is when you drag it on the ground, so it's doing the malacha of charisha. However, since it's what's called davashein miskav, and you did not intend it, it's going to be permitted. And that is these three things as a machlik is Rav and Shmuel, as the Gemara quotes in Masechta Shabbos and Perek Bar Mavadlika and Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph. And all these three things Rabba did like Shmuel, who is the more lenient opinion. However, the question is, why over here did Rabba say like Shmuel to require Kiddush Makom Suda? Since Abaya said that in every other psak besides these three things, Rabba passed like Rav, and therefore he should have said that you don't need Kiddush Makom Suda because he passes like Rav, and Rav holds you don't have to have Kiddush Makom Suda. You could fulfill your chiv that you hear in shul, even though you're not eating over there. That the Gemara answers, Kachumri de Rav Hava Avet. If you want to understand the klal of what Abaya said, it meant that Rabba always followed the stringencies of Rav, except for these three things, which although Shmuel was being more lenient, still he followed Shmuel. However, Kekuli de Rav, the leniencies of Rav, which would be, let's say, in our case, where Rav says that Kiddush does not have to be Makom Suda, Loi Hava Avet, that's not necessarily that Rabba always followed, it was only the stringencies of Rav, and this is not a case of a stringency in Rav, and that's why Rabba could have Paskin like Shmuel. So that's the opinion of Rav and Shmuel. Now the Gemara quotes a third opinion. Rabbi Yechon Amar, he argues both on Rav and on Shmuel. And he says the most lenient opinion. He says, Afi de yayin amayatsu. Even the obligation of wine you fulfilled, and that is when you go back home, not only do you not have to make Kiddush, you don't even have to make a bracha on the Bar Priya Gofen that you're going to be having in the middle of your meal. And the reason is because he was not Masiach Das. He did not remove his thought process when he leaves Shul because he still intends to eat and drink in his home. So even though he didn't eat anything, but however, he holds like, in that regard, like Rav, that you don't have to have Kiddush Makom Suda. But even more than that, you even fulfill your chiv of wine, and that he's more maker like Rav, and that he says, because I heard by Priya Gofen, and I'm going to continue having wine in my meal, and that's not considered Hesach Das because I changed locations. You don't have to make even a by Priya Gofen. So the Gemara says that V'azda Rabbi Yechon L'tamei. Rabbi Yechon goes according to his opinion mentioned elsewhere. D'amar b'chonim b'arabaya omer b'das omer b'yechonim. That echad shina yain, whether there's a change of wine, and that is, let's say they brought him wine from a different barrel, which has a different taste, either it's a worse taste or a better taste, the halacha Rabbi Yechon says that you do not have to make a second bracha on this new wine. However, as Rashbam tells us, however, the bracha of hatoiva meitiv, if the second wine is better than the first, that you would have to make, as the Gemara says in Masechtas Brachas and Perek Araya. However, regarding the change of wine itself for the bracha by paragraph, and that you don't have to, and we continue on to Amud Beis. The echad shina makom, whether if the location has changed. It's not that you got different wine, but that your location has changed. That's for everything that you're eating. If you're eating it in one place, and then you go out and you eat another place, on that Rabbi Yechon, it says, in the tzarch levarch, you do not have to make a second bracha. And for example, what it means to say in the case of where you were not Masiach Das, you did not remove your thought, you said you know you want to continue eating, and you're moving to a second location, and that Rabbi Yechon says that although you changed locations, you did not have to make a new bracha. That's Rabbi Yechon's opinion here, where he argues with Rav Shmuel, and says not only did you fulfill Kiddush, but even your bracha on the wine of Bar Priya Gofen, you do not have to repeat or make a new one in the house of where you're going to from the shul, because different locations is not considered a Hesach Das. And that the Gemara asks, Meisve, but we learned in the Braisa, says, Shinu Makim Tzarech Levarach. When you change locations, you have to make a bracha like Rav and Shmuel, that they said, Yidei Yayin Lo Yatsu. Shinu Yayin Ain Tzarech Levarach. You're right, if you're in the middle of eating a meal and you have different wine, that does not require a new bracha. However, a change of place does. And therefore, Tiyufta, Rebichon, Tiyufta, the opinion of Rebichon is refuted because we see clearly from a Braisa that a change of location does mandate a new bracha of Bar Priya Gofen. Nothing more will qualify this halacha of shinu makom tzarech levarach. So that is clear from the Braisa, and that Rav and Shmuel both agree to, nalik Rabbi Yechonon, that when you change locations, you're going from shul, for example, to the when you're going home, that although maybe Kiddush is a machlekes, but everyone would agree that Bar Priya Gofen would have to be recited in the new location. But on that, Yosef Rav Ide Bar Avin Kamed Rav Chizda, that Rav Ide Bar Avin was sitting in front of Rav Chizda, but Yosef Rav Chizda Bekamar, and Rav Chizda was sitting and he was saying, Mishmed Rav Huna Nim Rav Huna. This that we said, and it was quoted in the Braisa, that when you change locations, you have to make a new bracha. That was only from one house to another house, from shul to your home. av mimakum lamakum loy, but however, in a different location, in the same house, that would not mandate a new bracha bar priyakafen. So Amali Ravidi Baravin, Ravidi Baravin commented, says, Hachit Taninya Lebe Misnita Debe Rav Hinnik. This is what was learned in the teaching of the yeshiva of Hinnik. Vamrila, and some say, Be Misnita Debe Rav Hinnik Kavosech, that it was in the brises of Be Bar Hinnik that says, just like you, that yes, what you're saying is correct. And that the Gemara asks, that if this, what Rav Chiz was quoting the name Rav Huna, was already in the brises of Rav Hinnik, Vel Rav Huna Masnita Kamashman, is Rav Huna coming to teach us brises? That the Gemara says, Rav Huna masnit l'shmile. Rav Huna did not hear this brisa, and that's why he's quoting this. Now the Rashbam discusses this, and he says, many times we find that Amiram did not know the brises. However, that's what the Gemara's teretz is saying, that he didn't know it, and that's why, yes, it's the same as it's quoted in the brisa. So that's one clarification, halacha, that it's only from bais to bais. But in the same house, even in different locations, it would not require a new bracha. Then v'suyas Rav Chizda, then again Rav Chizda was sitting, v'kama mishmei d'nafshe, and this time he said it in his own name, not in the name of Rav Huna. Said another qualification, this halacha. Hada amr tshina makam tzarech levarach, this that we said that a change of location would require a new bracha, bari priyagofen, lo yamorin el b'dvarim, this was only said by things, she'ein tunim bracha l'achrein b'mkayman, that do not require a bracha achreina, the bracha after you eat, in the place where you had been eating. For example, water or fruits, where they do not require what's called a chash of a bracha on its own right. Rather, as the Gemara quotes it many times in Masechtas Brachas, the bar nefesh is not a high level bracha. And when one eats something like water or fruits, it only requires a bar nefesh, and therefore, it does not mandate to make that bracha in the place where you ate it. And therefore, since when you get up and you go to another place, essentially, getting up is the end of the meal because you don't have to come back to make the bracha in the place where you had been eating. And therefore, when you come to a new location, that's a new meal. And therefore, yes, then is when we say, Shinamakim tzarech levarach, coming to a new place, you're going to have to make a new bracha rishayna. Aval dvarm hatu'unim bracha lachrein b'mkayman, but regarding things that require a bracha to be made in their place. In other words, they are a chash of a bracha in their own right. For example, like Berachas HaMazon, or bracha, what's called bracha achas me'in shalish, which is made on the Shibbos Aminim, which we call al michyo or alo eitz, that requires it to be made in their place. Then the halacha is ein tzarech levarach. Then Rav Chizda says, when you go to another location, you do not have to make a new bracha. Now my time, what would be the reason over there that you would not have to make a new bracha? Because lekiva kamahadar, you're really essentially going back to the original establishment that you had for the meal. In other words, you're continuing that original meal, what you had started in the other location. It's not a new meal. A new meal would require a new bracha, because essentially we're always eating from the day that we're born, we're continuing to eat. But the thing is that it's hesach hadas, there's a hafzik, an interruption, so now you have to make a new bracha. However, when it's something that requires a bracha in its place, so even if you got up, you're not finished because you have to come back. If you don't come back and you continue eating somewhere else, that's obviously what you're continuing from there. And therefore, that's by something that requires its own bracha in the place where it was, which is by something that's chashu, for example, Birchas HaMazon. And therefore, if you continue somewhere else, it's a continuation. You don't have to make a new bracha. But something like burning the fashish, where you don't have to go back. So therefore, essentially, it was that you had finished what you had been eating. And therefore, when you go to a new place, that is when you would have to make a new bracha. That's Rav Chizda's opinion. Rav Sheshet Amahi argues, he says, no, echad zeh ve'echad zeh. Both of these cases, whether it's something that needs a bracha achrayna in its place, or it's something that does not require a bracha achrayna in its place, for example, if it's not one of the Shivas Aminim, that the halacha would still be tzarech levarach, you would still have to make a bracha if you do have shina makim, you go to a new place, even if, let's say, you're eating bread, you would have to make a new bracha in the place that you're going to. So now the Gemara says, Meisvei, the asked under Rav Chizda's opinion from the following brisa. It said, B'nei chabura, shayimesuben lishtes. If there was a group of people that were reclining in a certain place to drink, the akru raglein, and then they uprooted their feet, meaning so they got up, latzis lekras chasna lekras kala, that they heard that the bride or the groom is coming, so they left that place where they were drinking to go ahead and greet the chasna kala. So the halacha is kishen yitzim, when they're leaving the place where they're drinking, ain to unin bracha lemafre, they do not require a bracha retroactively. In other words, they do not require a bracha achreina for what they had been drinking up until now, because since they do plan on coming back. And therefore, Kashayin Chayzen, when they do come back, ain't to in a bracha like a tchila, they also did not require a new bracha rishayna. Now, Bamedim Mamurim, the Braisa says, when did we say this halacha? That is shenichu shem zaken oichel. If they had left at least somebody from the party that was drinking over there, an elderly person or someone that was ill that couldn't go out to greet the chasen kala. However, if they didn't leave anyone, everybody packed out to go greet the chasen kala. So then the halacha is kishen yitzim, when they do go out to unem bracha l'mafreya, they first require to make a bracha achrena, and kishen chayzim, when they do come back to continue drinking, to unem bracha l'kitchila, they have to make a new bracha rishayna. Now, the Gemara says, mediktani akreg lein. From the analysis of the braisa is, when the fact that it used the terminology of akreg lein, they uprooted their feet, mechlal, it could be inferred that what were they doing? What were they busy consuming? Was something that required a bracha chrein in its place? Because as the Rashbam explains, the term akiris, uprooting, sounds like something that was a kavias. That it's only because that they quickly go, the chasna and kala were coming, so they quickly packed out. But if not, they would have to have stayed there and made the bracha chreina where they were, which is the halacha is that you have to make in that place. For example, things of like hamaitzi, things that are of the shibas aminim. Now, v'taima did nichisham zakana chaylohu. Now, the reason why they did not have to make a bracha when they left and came back is because they left somebody there, an elderly person or someone that was ill. The kshen yaitzim, when they go out into the bracha from afreya, that is where we say that they don't have to make the bracha achreina. Ukshen chayzin, then when they come back into the bracha lekitzkala, then they wouldn't have to make a new bracha. Aval, however, it could be inferred that lohi nichisham zakana chaylohu, if they did not leave an elderly person or someone ill, kishen yaitzin, when they do go out to unem bracha l'mafreya, that then, as it was said in the braisa, that then they do have to make a bracha achreina, ukshen chayzin, when they come back to unem bracha l'kitchila, that is, even if they didn't make a bracha achreina, but when they come back, that's its own halacha, it's like a new consumption, because it was something that required, even in something that required a bracha achreina in its place. But if you didn't leave anyone there, you went out, now you're coming back, that you would need a bracha l'katchila, a new bracha rishayna. Now that's kash l'Rav Chisda. That's difficult according to Rav Chisda, because whereas according to Rav Chisda, even if they wouldn't even come back to the place they had been consuming, to drinking, but they would even end their meal somewhere else, even there Rav Chisda holds that you don't have to make a new bracha. And the reason is because since they did not make the bracha achreina, so then he said that obviously it's a continuation of what they had been doing. But here it's obvious that even if they come back to the original place, that you would have to make a new bracha, rishayna. That is, there's two halachas that the braisa said. One is you have to make it in its place. And even if you did or you didn't, but when you're coming back, so therefore even if you didn't make the bracha achreina, you would have to make a new bracha rishayna because it's a hesach hadas. And therefore, that's most definitely difficult in Kontra V'chizda, because if even coming back to the same place you had been, but you had left, and you come back, you have to make a new bracha rishayna, even by things which were saying it was a term of okra glein that requires bracha chren bim kaiman, most definitely it's not like V'chizda, where you, if you would go to another place, that for sure you would have to make a new bracha rishayna, and that's not like V'chizda. So now the Gemara answers, Amr Menachem Yitzchak, and we continue on top of Kavbezim and Aleph. Mantana Kiris. Who is the Tana of this bright that we're asking on Rav Chisda from? That says that even though we're talking about things that need a bracha chreina in their place, you would still have to make a new bracha rishayna with shinu makim. That's Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore, it's not difficult according to Rav Chisda, who goes like the Chacham Ho'aga in Rabbi Yehuda. The Tana, like we learned the Braisa. Chaveirim shahoyim mesubin. Tamid HaChacham that was sitting around, eating a meal, v'akur ragleim leilich lebeis haknesses lebeis hamech, and they got up, they uprooted themselves from where they were eating, to go to the shul or to go to the Beis Medrash. Now, kshen yoysen, when they leave, ain tunin bracha l'mafreya, they do not have to make a bracha achreina. Ukshen chayson, also when they come back, ain tunin bracha l'kitchilu, they do not require a new bracha rishayna. On that, on Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi says, b'med, when did we say this? B'zman shenichusha miktas chaverim, that's where we left. Some tamid acham, they were still there eating the meal, and some went to shul to daven, for example, and then they're coming back. However, if they did not leave some other Tamid Chacham there, so then Allah is Rabbi Yehuda says, Kishen Yitzin, when they leave, Tunim Bracha L'mafreya, then they do need a Bracha Achreina, Ukshen Chayzin, when they do come back, that is whether they made a Bracha Achreina or not, Tunim Bracha L'katechila, they require a new Bracha Rishayna. So that is the same opinion that's mentioned in the Braisa. However, that could be inferred that the Rabban who argue, and they're quoted in the first part of this Braisa that's quoted regarding the Tamid Chachamim, that even though they did not leave other Tamid Chacham there, they would not have to make a new bracha rishayna when they come back. And that's like Rav Chisda, as Rabbi Yechanan says in Erevin on Daf Pei Bezim and Aleph, that wherever Yehuda says, Bamed Devor Mamurim, he's coming to argue. And only when you say a masai, when did we say this, that's coming to explain the pin of the chacham. And therefore we see that there is a machlokes over here. So that braisa that we had asked Rav Chisda from, that's like Rabbi Yehuda, who he's the one that says, yes, that you have to leave people there, but if not, you would have to make a new bracha rishayna, even if you come back to the original place. But the chacham who argue, even if you didn't leave people, you went away and you come back, which is the same if you go to another location, shinamakam is not a problem for things, dvarim, that need a bracha b'mkayman, which is the case for that Rav Chisda was arguing on, that he held that you would not have to make a new bracha rishayna.